Hey there, this is James Wilson with MTB Strength Training Systems and BikeJames.com, and welcome to another edition of the Bike James Podcast. In this podcast, we're going to be talking about why you should be doing 5 reps or less when strength training, and specifically how it's going to help you as a mountain biker. Now, one of the most persistent myths in mountain biking, especially when it comes to strength training, is that because it's an endurance sport, that you need to focus on higher reps and lower weights. And so usually what you see in mountain bike strength training programs is the use of 10 to 20 plus reps per set. And when you're doing those many reps per set, you also have to use a relatively lighter weight. And this is supposed to help build more muscular endurance and help you with the specific stuff that you need as a mountain biker on the trail. So again, it makes sense on the surface. It's an endurance sport, so I want to be focusing on high reps when I'm in the gym. But again, while this makes sense on the surface, there is a flaw to this logic, and that the truth is that most riders, I mean, pretty much every rider listening to this, would benefit a lot from doing 5 reps or less in at least some of the sets that they're doing during their workouts. And again, not to get too far off track, but I do believe if you've ever seen any of my workouts, what you'll notice is that I tend to have a focus set where I will have people focus on getting stronger. And the focus set is where I'll have people do 5 reps or less. And, then I will have other elements in the workouts where you're doing higher reps. And again, it just kind of is depending upon the goal of the exercise and the specifics for the workout. But in general, when I'm talking about doing 5 reps or less per set, I'm not saying do a whole workout based on that, although that's not a bad idea either. Like sometimes just going into the gym and picking, one or two exercises and just, doing, a couple of the, one of the examples that I'm going to give at the end of this as your workout isn't a bad idea. But anyways, like I said, I try not to get too off topic here with this, but I just wanted to say, that's when I'm talking about this, I'm not talking about going in and trying to do, 10 exercises and just doing all of them with 5 reps or less, because you need to have some balance with your training. So there's a time and a place for everything, but there's definitely a time for getting stronger and a place for getting stronger. And that's something that not a lot of mountain bikers have spent a dedicated amount of time and energy doing. And so, the heavier weights that you use when you do 5 reps or less, there's a lot of misconceptions about what goes along with that. And, far from making you bulky and slow, 5 reps or less will actually make you faster, improve your endurance, and create a more injury-resistant body. So again, I wanted to, in this podcast, I'm going to go over why it's so important that you have elements in your workout where you're doing 5 reps or less per set, as well as dispel some of these common myths about heavy strength training. And again, I'm going to finish off with some ideas, a couple examples of how you can use this concept in your own training, starting tomorrow. So first off, heavy weights does not mean max effort powerlifting type training. That's probably one of the biggest misconceptions, is that when I say that you should do 5 reps or less, what people usually equate that with is going into the gym and trying to lift as much weight as you possibly can. So doing like a 1 rep max. And so, that's not what we're talking about here. Like anything else in the gym, you want to spend most of your time at the 80% range effort. Now, there's going to be times that you're going to, go to that 90, 100%. But, like I said, it's that 80-20 rule. Most of your time you want to be spending at that 80% effort range and a little bit of your time at that higher range just to kind of test your limits. But with that in mind, you're not going to be taking yourself to the limit. You're not training to failure. So again, there's a, while not necessarily connected to heavy weights, excuse me, there's another myth in the strength training world that you have to train to failure, that if you don't take that last, your set to the very max where you can barely move on that last rep, that you're not getting anything out of your workouts. And so when people do a lot of this training to failure, and then they hear me talk about lifting heavy weights, they automatically start thinking I'm talking about lifting to failure with heavy weights, which is a very unsafe thing to do, especially if you don't have a lot of experience with heavy weights before you do that. And, you know, if you don't have, you know, someone who can spot you and help you. And yeah, it's easy to get injured doing that. But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about using, you know, you're still sticking in that 80% range effort. So when you rack the bar, in fact, one of the things when you really start to get into the strength training arts, like there's fitness strength training, there's that kind of like, you know, just the gym knowledge that you get at your local gym. And then there's the true art of strength training. And when you really start digging into the true art of strength training and the strength training sports, you find out that what they do is a lot different than what you get from the fitness field and the fitness experts. And you'll hear a lot when you get into the strength training arts, things like powerlifting and Olympic weightlifting and even strongman contests, that excuse me, that they want you to rack the weight, put the weight down when you still have a rep or two left in the tank. So in other words, you're never taking it to failure. At least most of the time you're not. You're putting the weight down before you get to that point. And so from that standpoint, it's actually very safe way to train. So, you know, when you're training this way, it still allows you to lift heavier weights, you know, relatively heavier weights. And it also minimizes wear and tear on the body and your chance of injury while lifting. And so again, just keeping that in mind when we're talking about this is important. So let's get into the five reasons why it's important you use five reps or less, you know, have elements of that in your workout. So number one is it helps you focus on your form and execution of your reps, which improves movement learning and decreases your injury risk. Now, what this means is when you're doing, you know, 20 reps in a set, you're doing some of those reps in a pretty mindless fashion. Like you're doing them because they stand between you and 20. You've got to get to 20 reps. And so when you're doing five reps or three reps or two reps or even one rep in a set, you're able to give laser focus to each rep. You're able to put much more neural juice into how does it feel and learning from each rep. So you're not just, you know, doing the movement. You're actually getting a chance to learn from the movement. And so, and again, it decreases your risk of injury because again, if you have this mindfulness with each rep, then your risk of injury is less. And so again, you know, I've seen this so many times as a trainer in the gym that a lot of times when people get hurt, it's not on these heavier weights unless they're going for like a one rep max or they're really testing their limits and they just pushed it too hard. You know, that's, but during training, when you're not testing your limits, most of the injuries that I saw were from people who were doing 10 or more reps in a set because they're not focused and paying attention to each one of those reps. They're just gritting their teeth and putting their head down and they got their music blasting in their headphones and they're just banging through those reps. And without that mindfulness and focus, they miss the body's signals. They're like, hey man, something's wrong. You need to pay up too late. And something gets hurt. And so, you know, believe it or not, the lower reps are actually safer. Like I said, especially when you do it the way that I was talking about earlier, where you're focusing on that 80% range of effort. And so that's the number one reason, is that it helps you actually learn the movement better and decreases your risk of injury. And so the second reason is that it doesn't tax you as hard metabolically, which helps you recover from your riding. Now, what this means is different rep ranges affect the body in different ways. Like basically the body fuels these different rep ranges differently. And so when you're doing five reps or less, because the time is so short, you're using a lot of, it's more nervous system intensive. Like your ability to improve and get stronger is more about your nervous system's ability to get more efficient with the movement, recruit more muscle fibers, you know, decrease the resistance from opposing muscles, you know, basically becoming more efficient through the nervous system. So it basically requires more neural juice, when you are doing more reps, when you're starting to get into 10, 20 plus reps, at this point, yes, you're still using neural juice, but you're fueling it metabolically. Now you're really starting to kick in the, you know, more of your metabolic fueling system. So the anaerobic and aerobic, and this creates different stresses on the body. And so when you look at riding, mountain biking, it's a very cardio intensive sport. It's a very metabolically demanding sport. And so you are taxing your metabolic system a lot when you are riding already. And so when you get in the gym and your strength and you're doing your strength training, you know, if you're getting in there and you're continuing to focus on hammering your metabolic system with these higher reps with everything that you do, you're just kind of burning the candle at both ends. You know, your body does not get a chance to recover effectively. You know, more is not better. You're like training and riding break you down, and it's, you know, recovery that actually makes you better. And so by getting in the gym and, you know, exposing your body to stuff that forces it to adapt using a different, you know, method, different strategy than what it's used to on the trail, is going to help it, you know, say, you know, conserve energy, or not really conserve energy, but help it recover. Like I said, you're on the trail, you're really taxing the metabolism, and then you get into the gym and you're doing these lower reps with the higher weight, which you're taxing more of the nervous system and not as taxing on the metabolic system. And so this is just kind of a smart way for you to look at how to kind of cycle your training and you know, for lack of a better term, and just kind of keep the different ways the body fuels things and stuff in mind, so you're not just, like I said, burning the candle at both ends with stuff. So moving on to the third reason, it recruits more muscle fibers, which gives you access to more muscle fibers when riding, and this increases your endurance. And so, again, the strength training, one of the things I just mentioned was how it's more of a, when you're doing five reps or less per set, it's more dependent on your nervous system's ability to do several things. And one of those is to recruit more muscle fibers. Like, you have more muscle fibers than you can recruit right now. We've all heard the story about the mom who lifted the car off their kid or whatever, and it's, you know, these times of extreme stress, your body allows you to tap into your more of the muscle fibers that you already have. And so it's not really about building more muscle fibers as much as it is learning how to tap into more of what we already have. And so, again, you know, that's one of the reasons that, you know, the five reps or less is, you know, important for us, because as we gain access to more of these muscle fibers, not only does it help us become stronger in the gym, but when we're on our bikes and when we're pedaling, the body will have access to these fibers to turn on and use to help increase its endurance. And what they found is that, you know, these high threshold motor units, that the body will actually cycle through the muscle fibers that it's using during a cyclical endurance activity, so like running or cycling. And so instead of just using the same muscle fibers over and over and over again, what your body will do is it will actually cycle through and use some while some rest, and then use others while some rest. And so the more muscle fibers that you have access to, the more muscle fibers that your body will be able to cycle through and help increase the endurance. So this is one of the mechanisms that's been shown to help increase endurance through strength training. And so, you know, again, in running and some, you know, studies with cyclists, has shown that strength training to help increase endurance. And this is one of the mechanisms that it does that by, is by giving you access to these more muscle fibers. And then these are able to be cycled through when you're riding, which increases your endurance. So the next reason, the fourth reason, is it helps you get stronger without adding excessive muscle mass. And this improves your strength to weight ratio, and what muscle you do build will be functional and not just for looks. And so, again, this is one I get a common question from people is, you know, they're afraid of adding weight, right? And so, you know, if I strength train, am I going to add a bunch of weight? If I do heavy weights, am I going to get bulky and add weight? And what you're looking for is not just to be as light as possible. What you want to do is maximize your strength to weight ratio. You know, how strong you are compared to how much you weigh. And the better that strength to weight ratio is, the better you're going to be on the bike. So a rider who's slightly bigger, you know, weighs 5 pounds more, but their strength to weight ratio is much, much higher than another rider, that extra 5 pounds is not going to hold them back. But if they lost that 5 pounds and lost that the strength that went with it, they wouldn't maintain that level of performance. And so, you know, understanding that when you do these higher or the lower reps and the higher weight, that you're going to get stronger. Like I just mentioned in the previous one, it does it through more of a nervous system mechanism. And so you're gaining access to more muscle fibers, and you're not necessarily adding more muscle fibers as much as learning to use what you have more effectively. But that's not to say that you're not going to gain some weight, but it's just going to minimize. You're going to minimize the weight gain while maximizing the strength gain. And that's what you want. That's going to give you the best strength to weight ratio. So again, if you add 5 pounds, but you see your deadlift strength increase by 100%, I guarantee you, you are going to be a much faster rider on the trail. And again, like I mentioned, when you're using these, you know, heavy weights and lower reps, and you're focusing on these big compound lifts like deadlifts and squats and chin ups and overhead presses, you know, what muscle you do add is going to be quote unquote functional, meaning that it's going to be able to move and function as part of your body, as part of the overall unit. It's not going to be just like a bodybuilder type muscle that's puffed up and there for looks, but doesn't necessarily coordinate as well with the body because it's, you know, been built through a lot of isolation training and high reps and stuff like that. And so, again, it's just the getting stronger really helps improve your performance on the trail through that mechanism of increasing that strength to weight ratio. So finally, the last one is that heavy weights is going to create an armoring effect where the muscles can flex harder on impact to help absorb energy and protect you when crashing. So when you're standing up with a deadlift that's, you know, 1.5 to 2 times as much as you weigh, the amount of stress that much weight puts on your body forces your muscles to contract, you know, extremely hard, like much harder than what they can do with lighter weights and higher reps. And so this exposure to the ability to contract extremely hard and, basically get strong and stiff, it helps when you crash. The ability to, you know, on that moment of impact, you know, if you've been doing deadlifts and you flip over the handlebars and land on your back, and your ability to, one, because you've been doing deadlifts, you're going to have some muscle and armoring around your spine. And then that ability to actually, like, you know, contract and use those muscles to solidify and armor the spine and help absorb the impact, it goes a long, long way. And so the armoring effect that you get from the heavy weights will really help you as you crash. And it's like the old joke goes, there's two kinds of mountain bikers, those that have crashed and those that are waiting to crash. So, you know, crashing comes with the territory. And, you know, if you're lifting, strength training itself will definitely help with this. And adding a little muscle definitely helps. But again, there's just something that lifting heavy weights that forces your body to learn how to contract and coordinate the contractions, among the different muscle groups that, at least in my experience, from my personal experience with crashing and what I've seen and the feedback I've gotten from clients and stuff, really helps with that. So those are the 5 reasons that you want to have heavy weights, low reps, be using 5 reps or less as parts of your workout. And so some ways to use this concept, I'm going to give you 3 examples. And one is your classic 5 sets of 5 reps. And, you know, this is one of the classic strength training, set and rep schemes. There's so many different ways to do this. Now, I will say that what it doesn't mean is just going in there and, like, I've already mentioned this, like, you're not going 5 max effort reps for 5 sets. Like, that would just, that's tough to do. I've done that, tried to do that, you know, back in the day, you know, back when I thought I was a bodybuilder, definitely did a lot of stupid stuff. I've done the training to failure. I've made a lot of these mistakes and just seen that you can't sustain a lot of that stuff. And so with the five sets of five, you know, one common way to do it will be to have five rep or five sets where you're slowly building up till you get to kind of a, not necessarily a max effort lift, but that last set, that fifth set, is the one where you're really starting to get to the point where you're like, okay, I'm taking it. So I've got like maybe one rep left in the tank before I rack it. You know, that's a good way to do it. I mean, really, there's no wrong way to do it. You can just, you know, kind of increase the weight or decrease the weight based on feel. You can just stick to the same weight. You know, one thing you can do is take a weight and do, you know, the first set, first couple sets, do five reps, and then, you know, then do a couple sets of three reps, and then a set of two reps, and then each week add a rep to one of those sets that's, you know, one of those three reps or two rep sets. And so, for example, you do like five and five, and then three, 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 and then five and five, and four, three, three, and, you know, keep building up until you get to, you're doing five sets of five reps. And so, like, you don't necessarily have to do the five reps. That can be kind of your goal. And so taking a weight that you can't quite get five sets of five reps with and doing something like that's another way to go about it. But there's a coach named Dan John that I talk about a lot. He's been a huge influence on my career. But if you Google Dan John five sets of five reps, you'll find a great article that he wrote on different ways that you can use that, you know, a bunch of different examples. So you can follow up with that. Another way that you can use this is do a set of five reps and then increase the weight and do a set of three reps and increase the weight and do a set of two reps. And again, this is, there's another program by a guy named Jim Windler where he used this rep scheme, you know, as part of his overall program. And it's the 5-3-2, and it's a really good way to get stronger. And so, again, nothing fancy. Like, you know, that's the thing with getting stronger is it doesn't have to be fancy. It just requires focus and consistency and, you know, a little bit of hard work in the gym. But it's as simple as that. You know, five reps, add some weight. Three reps, add some weight. Do two reps. The last one is doing rep ladders. And this is, you know, probably one of my favorite ways to get volume. So if I want to do more reps, if I'm in a phase where, you know, okay, I want to be getting like 20, 30 reps per exercise and be building volume with it, instead of doing 10, you know, 15 reps per set, I'll do rep ladders where I'll pick a weight, you know, say a weight that I can do for 8 reps, and then I'll do 2 reps and then 3 reps and then 5 reps with it. And then I'll repeat that rep ladder at least one more time, sometimes two more times. And so you'll see like 2 + 3 + 5 = 10 reps. So I end up doing 10 total reps with a reasonably heavy weight. I'm using a weight that, you know, I can do for 8 reps. So it's heavier than what I would be doing for 10, 15, 20 reps by itself, but I'm getting that volume. I'm getting the 10 reps per, you know, trip through the rep ladder. And so after I go through it once, and I would just go back down and do 2 reps, 3 reps, 5 reps. Sometimes I might increase the weight a little bit on each rep ladder, but more often than not, I'll just leave it the same weight. But so each time you go through the rep ladder, that's 10 reps. And so if I go through that 3 times, that's 30 total reps. And that's the same as doing 2 sets of 15 reps, but I'm using a heavier weight. I'm able to focus more on each rep. And, you know, I just feel like the overall results are, you know, a lot better than necessarily doing, you know, the higher reps with everything. So that's it. I mean, those are, like I said, three most common ways that I'll use the five, you know, this concept of using 5 reps or less and using heavier weight in my workouts. But again, hopefully it's given you some different things to think about. And, you know, if you haven't spent some time using heavier weights and lower reps, I can't emphasize enough how much it will help your riding, and especially during the end season. I mean, when I'm recording this, we're just starting the riding season, and this is a really great way for you to maintain your strength during the riding season. Like, one of the big, huge mistakes that riders make during the riding season is they stop strength training. and your strength levels are going to drop quickly. And once your strength levels drop, the rest of your performance levels are going to drop. So one of the battles through the season is to, you know, find ways to maintain your strength levels while not taking away from your energy levels that allow you to ride and recover, which is the most important part of the riding season. And so using like the 5-3-2 is probably like a staple part of the in-season training programs, because you don't, like I said, especially if you're following that 80% effort range rule, you know, it's not putting a lot of wear and tear on the body, and it's just a great way to maintain your strength during the riding season. So it even gets more important, you know, during the off season, you want to be using the stuff to get strong. And during the riding season, you want to be using the stuff to stay strong. So anyways, like I said, hopefully it gives you some things to think about, get you inspired to start moving a little more weight and doing a few more reps and, you know, seeing the benefits on the trail. So once again, appreciate you joining me for this podcast. You can check me out at bikejames.com. I've got a bunch of free workouts and stuff you can find there. And enjoy you guys checking this stuff out. You got any questions, you can post them with this podcast and I'll get to them. But I'll talk to you guys next time.